Let's begin. Place both feet flat on the floor, hands placed flat in your lap. Allow your body to relax gently into the seat while still holding your spine straight. And when you are ready, you can close your eyes. Now let's take three cleansing breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth, feeling the breath fully and deeply, making sure to breathe into your chest and belly, your ribs, your back, feeling the air as it touches your nose and fills your lungs like balloons in a three-dimensional breath. Very good. Now you can return to your regular breathing, in and out through the nose. You're standing at the edge of a jungle. The path beneath your feet is soft. Layers of fallen leaves, earth, and thyme. Each step forward is quiet, welcomed by the undergrowth. The air is warm and damp, holding the scent of wet bark, green leaves, and something sweet, like overripe fruit fermenting gently in the heat. Above you, a dense canopy filters the sunlight, letting it spill through in golden streaks. The trees are tall and generous, their trunks wide and wrapped in vines, their bark textured with moss and small ferns growing right out from their sides. Plants growing from plants in a never-ending chain of life. Hanging from the branches are tendrils and roots that sway with the breath of the forest. Some reach the ground like ropes. Others hang mid-air, their tips beaded with moisture. A slow drip lands on your shoulder, cool and clean. Water that's traveled from leaf to leaf high above. The air is filled with sound, but none of it is loud. Insects hum in layered rhythms, a chorus of chirps, buzzes, and clicking wings. A pair of butterflies float past, their wings patterned like stained glass, soft blues, deep ochres, flashes of iridescent green. You pause beside a broad-leaved plant, its surface glossy and smooth, collecting droplets like tiny jewels. As you look closer, you spot a frog tucked beneath the curve of a leaf, its skin a vivid, impossible red with blue legs like polished glass. It blinks slowly, still, present. Everything here has its place. Fallen trees become beds for seedlings. Old leaves feed the roots. Even decay is a kind of generosity. The jungle is never still. It is always growing, always shifting, not rushing, just quietly renewing itself, piece by piece. Plants reach not just upwards, but outwards, around, beneath, their roots intertwining, their leaves brushing one another. Ferns unfurl in spirals from the forest floor. A bird calls out in the distance, clear and rising, then again, closer this time. You look up and spot a flash of yellow. Feathers like sunlit petals darting through the green. Somewhere nearby, water trickles. Perhaps a hidden stream. moving between roots and stones, shaping the ground softly over time. You feel your breath matching the rhythm of the place. Slow, steady, natural. Everything here has purpose, yet nothing feels forced. The jungle lives by layering, old with new, dark with light, silence with sound. It does not waste, and it does not worry. You belong here too, not as a visitor, but as part of this gentle, regenerative rhythm. And take a few more breaths in this space, noticing how the air feels on the skin, the colors that surround you, the steady, living hum of the jungle all around. Now let's take three more deep breaths. In through the nose, and out through the mouth, feeling the breath fully and deeply, making sure to breathe into your chest and belly, your ribs, your back. Still keeping these words in our heads, we can begin to come back to the space. Bring your awareness back to your body, feeling the seat on the chair, noticing the temperature of the air on your skin, hearing any sounds, all while keeping these visuals in your head, both feet flat on the floor, hands in your lap. Give your toes and fingers a wiggle, feeling your mind come back fully to your body as you do. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes.